Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, as the case may be. You have landed in the lobster pot, where the water is always fine and where we think about old-time religion. And old-time religion is the religion of the apostles, the martyrs, the confessors, and the saints down through the ages who have found favor with God. Today is the lesser feast of Nicholas Ferrar. It's his commemoration, and he is a deacon. And actually, I'm not going to talk much about the man. In fact, I'm not going to talk at all about the man. I want to just say a few words about the diaconate. First of all, let's begin by saying that the diaconate in the Eastern Church, in the Roman Catholic Church, and in the Anglican Church is different from a Protestant church. It is an office into which one is admitted by ordination, and it is indelible. It is not something like serving on a deacon board in a Presbyterian church where you serve a certain length of time. Jesus himself is the model of the deacon. The word deacon comes from the word diakonos, which means servant or helper or waiter. And in a very real sense, that's the ministry of a deacon, is to be a servant in the sense that Jesus was a servant. We see early on in the book of Acts, specifically in chapter 6, not the diaconate in the developed sense in which it will finally be, but in the sense in which it emerged. And we see, of course, this servant attitude and function of waiting on tables and taking care of the poor. The next reference in the New Testament around the middle 50s of the first century would be in Philippians 1:1, if you'd like to have a look at that. There is a definite link between the deacon historically and the bishop. The deacon was in the earliest church specifically a helper to the bishop in a way that the presbyterate or the priesthood was not. As early as the 3rd century, the diaconate began to decline, and that continued. In fact, into the Middle Ages, the deacons were doing nothing more than liturgical function. Their work with the poor and servanthood had pretty much dropped by the way. But it eventually evolved, and this was not healthy for the diaconate, it evolved into a stepping stone to the priesthood as it is today. Every priest, Roman, Orthodox, or Anglican, is first ordained a deacon for at least 6 months. Well, as I said, it declined and continued to decline until the World War II era, when it was revived. And specifically, Pope Pius XII in the late 1950s urged its reappearance. And Vatican II in the 60s affirmed that. Well, what happens in the Roman Catholic Church eventually finds its way into the Anglican Church or the Episcopal Church. And so we can say that the Roman Catholics blazed the trail of reviving the diaconate, and the Episcopalians and Anglicans followed on with them. There have been a number of famous deacons down through the ages. In the New Testament, we have St. Stephen and St. Philip, two of the earliest deacons. Also, St. Lawrence, who was an early Roman martyr, and St. Vincent, St. Francis of Assisi was a deacon. Most people don't know that. And Thomas of Becket was, too. So, in any case, down through the ages, the deacons have served the church well, and they do continue to do that. And I've had the pleasure of serving with a number of deacons. I'm married to a deacon, and I am very pro-deacon. But I like to see deacons doing the work of the diaconate, and the priests doing the work of the priest, and the bishops doing the work of the bishops, and not confusing the roles. But that would be the subject of another podcast. Thank you for joining this one. You've landed in the lobster pot, where we think about old-time religion, and the diaconate is definitely part of old-time religion. Hope to see you back here again.